This is the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 36. Today, John and I will be talking about when you should go up on your rates and then what you should never do with your pricing.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording.
Welcome to the podcast, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing good. We were just talking off mic about... I'll just let you introduce what we're going to talk about today.
What we were just talking about was pricing with engineers. I know a lot of guys who are engineers who are either overcharging or undercharging, and so the guys who are overcharging lose work because maybe the amount of time and things that they put into it, it's not worth their client's money. Or people, the more hurtful thing, I guess, would be to undercharge. There are guys that I know that are some of the best engineers, best editors, best tracking engineers around, but they don't charge very much, and so they're literally undercharging themselves into poverty, and into situations where they are hurting financially. And so, I just when do you raise a rate? What's kind of a general rule of thumb whenever it comes to pricing?
Well, we covered this. I covered this with Alex, another guy that was helping me with some podcasts a few weeks ago, and we talked about how to know your price. So I would recommend anybody to take a listen to that episode. But this is a slightly different subject. This is how do you know when to go up on your price? And I think we talked about when you should go low.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've heard my opinion on that. But here's how you know. You only can charge how much the market will bear.
Right.
And you don't know what the market will bear until you start charging.
Right.
So it's kind of a catch-22. So if I were you and you, I think you've got a price already.
Right.
You know what that price is. And you gauge whether or not you should go up based partly on how busy you are.
Right.
Because what will happen is if you do a great job and you're not charging enough money, two things will happen. One is people won't think you're good.
Right.
Because you're not charging enough money. There must be a catch to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The second thing that'll happen is that you will be so busy that you won't be able, you'll want to put a, a pencil through your laptop.
Right.
Because you're so busy and you have no time.
Mm-hmm.
So in the past, that's how I've always judged when I should go up on my rates. Because if you're so busy that you don't have any free time, then you have to start trying to, only getting to the work that you can possibly get to. You have to guard your time. So when you go up, inevitably what's going to happen are the people that are, are doing what I'm going to cover in a second, they're going to fall off because you are out of their what's important to them
is the price.
Yeah. So you should judge how you should go up on your rate by how busy you are.
Mm-hmm.
And how busy you are doesn't necessarily reflect, if you're marketing yourself, people know about you, and you are not, and you're crazy busy, you should think about maybe going up on your rates.
Right.
The second thing that will happen is you've got written down here when you should go low, when you should try to underbid. In my opinion, is that you should never, ever try to compete with other engineers, other production companies on price. I don't think any businesses should even try to compete on price because what happens is you get Walmart.
Ah.
You get this big corporation that you cannot compete with because Walmart can buy stuff in quantity that you cannot compete with and they can always go lower than you.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're out of business. Because you're not charging enough for your time.
Right.
And clients that, I was going to tell you, the clients that fall off when you go up on your rate are the people who are hiring you based on how much you charge, not what you do. That's what you should compete with people on is, I charge, 20% more than this guy does.
Yeah.
But here's what I'll do for you that nobody else is going to do for you. I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make sure that this is done. And then when you get done, you'll know that it was done in a certain way.
Yeah,
that's what you should compete on because then when you go up on your price, those people are going to hang with you because of your service,
right?
Not because of your price.
Yeah.
So one way to weed out some of those people that are only hiring you because you're cheap is go up on your price. They'll fall away. And it's scary. I can tell you it's scary to go up on your rates and then people stop calling you.
Yeah.
But do you really want to be the cheapest engineer in town?
Yeah.
You do?
No, not at all. Not at all. But something you mentioned earlier along that same line is that you know, a lot of times people will look at your price and then judge your work based on how much you charge for it. A friend of mine, she's a web designer actually, and she raised her rate because her tax person told her to raise her rate, and she raised it and she was really nervous about it. But she actually got more work, more higher paying work because people perceived her as a, you know, oh, she's at the next level. You know, she's you know, better than the person that's charging, you know, 30% less or something like that.
Right.
And so, I mean, that type of scenario also is true. I think that
that's what will happen. It'll definitely happen is that you'll start getting the catch 22 that I was always catching is that when your rates are not high enough, then people, and they know your work. Let's just say people know and trust your work, and you're not charging enough. People will book you a month and a half, 2 months in advance. I've been booked that far in advance before. Mm. Well, the cool stuff, some of the cool stuff that happens doesn't happen a month out.
Yeah.
It happens tomorrow. What are you doing Saturday, Kevin? You know, that sort of stuff happens. And if you're booked solid for 2 months out, you cannot do that.
Yeah, you can't participate in the cool stuff.
Yeah, because exactly. So what you're gonna find out is that sometimes not only will raising your rates get you more quality work, but it does something that doesn't feel like it should in that it makes holes in your schedule.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a coincidence that people like Bill Gates and Thomas Edison and some of the great minds of this modern era, they spend most of their time thinking and not necessarily working. So, and I'm not saying that engineers, I mean, I know we're geared to, we want to work, we want to do our thing, but I'm saying that, you know, in the Bible, it says that, you work 6 days and then God took the seventh day off to rest. And this is something I struggle with in my life is trying to get that seventh
day of rest.
Just to rest, just to not do anything but think and just enjoy the lifestyle that, you know, that I have.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. So I don't think it's a coincidence that people like Chick-fil-A, if you live in the United States, you know that you can't even pass a Chick-fil-A, which is a fast food restaurant, and they serve basically just chicken.
Yeah.
And you can't even get in the parking lot half the time. Yeah. But I don't think it's a coincidence that they take Sundays off.
Right.
They take, and not necessarily just because it's Sunday, but they take a day off.
A day off.
Which creates this sense of urgency that I got to get there Saturday.
Yeah.
So Saturday is a day that they usually have to hire a cop to come in there and direct traffic.
Exactly. So I've gone on Sunday so many times it's been closed and I've been like, oh, guess I'm coming back tomorrow.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So I think there's something deeper than we even realize about having some downtime. Mm. And I don't think you should book yourself solid. I really don't, because what happens when you are booked so much is you start not to enjoy it as much. Mm. You know, so raising your rates is another way to make that happen, even though it's an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it really is.
As I mentioned in episode 26, we talked about knowing your price.
Yeah.
One thing you should definitely do, and I'll reiterate this from the other show, is that you should definitely know what your rate is. I mean, because the worst thing you could possibly do is like if someone says, hey, what's your rate? And you say,
what's your budget?
What do you got?
Yeah, that's the big thing.
What's
your rate? What's your budget?
Yeah, they think you're trying to take them for money.
Exactly.
I mean, knowing your rate, this is part of kind of knowing yourself. You know, you can say, I charge $5 an hour or I charge $105 an hour.
Yeah.
You should know what that is so that when they say, what's your rate? And you say $105 an hour, they'll say, okay, what are you doing Saturday?
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Whereas if you say, I don't know, then
they're going to say, well, I don't know what I'm doing Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know where I'll be, so don't call me.
Exactly.
No, but anyway, so check back. to episode 26 and mm-hmm. we'll know about price. And then this episode we talked about, you know, when to go up to go down on your price.
Right.
Now I'm not saying you should not ever go down on your price. Right. I'm not saying you should not drop your rate for, you know, some occasion or something like that. But I think the very last thing you should do is to compete with somebody like
other people.
Well, who, Joe or
so and so.
Ted said that they would do it for 20 an hour. I'll do it for 19.
Yeah.
Because then you're pretty much getting played.
Yeah.
And there's only one result for racing to the bottom, and that's the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll pay you $20 to let me do it.
There's nothing down here. Why was I trying so hard to get here?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I hope that cleared up your question. Yeah.
No, that totally makes a lot of sense.
And I hope I threw a little wrench in there by saying you should never compete
price.
But anyway, I'd love to hear your comments, guys listening on the podcast. I'd love to hear your comments on your rates and what you think about how you should price yourself and how you're pricing your services out. So until then, I will think of the next episode to do, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
For a free download of Kevin's video called 5 Things Every Great Mixer Knows, head over to mixcoach.com/freetips.